Here's an example of the child-adolescent clinical interventions. So under clinical interventions, type of service has been identified as mental health service. It reads, staff will provide individual rehabilitation one time a week. Staff will redirect consumer when she exhibits defiant behaviors in the home or school setting. Will model role-play communication skills such as responding politely to teachers and parental requests, making I statements, maintaining eye contact, etc. Staff will provide group rehab one time a week. Staff will praise consumer when she's compliant and will model coping skills such as asking the group facilitator to take a break, breaking tasks up into smaller parts when she becomes frustrated, assist client in utilizing skills with group setting and prompt appropriate communication skills with group peers. Staff will redirect client when needed and encourage the use of coping skills. So as you can see in the intervention section, modality is identified as individual rehabilitation with a frequency of one time a week. Following this type of modality, you see very specific interventions related to this modality, so specifically rehabilitation. Next, you'll notice that there is an added modality of group rehabilitation one time a week, and again, specific interventions related to this particular modality. Both modalities fall under rehabilitation and therefore may be included under the same goal. Please note that this section does not need to be extremely long, but there should be specific interventions and specific information and examples regarding the interventions identified, as you can see in the parentheses. So with regards to modeling and role-playing communication skills, we don't leave it just as that. Examples include responding politely to teachers, parental requests, making I statements, and so on and so forth. Under group rehabilitation, we're going to help the client by modeling coping skills. And again, we're specific as to what those coping skills are, such as asking group facilitator to take a break, breaking tasks into smaller parts, etc. In addition, the interventions included should be interventions that will assist with the goal identified. In this case, the goal is to increase compliant behaviors. So as you're reading the examples of the interventions that are going to be provided, ask yourself, will these interventions help with the accomplishment of the goal identified? Next, you have client involvement. And again, this is what the client will do in and out of sessions. So client agrees to participate by attempting to follow adult directives, responding respectfully to authority figures, and using coping skills when she becomes upset. She'll engage in group discussions and utilize appropriate communication skills with peers. For this particular example, because it is a child adolescent, there is family involvement, so we check all the items that apply. Notice that the section is not fairly big to include that much information in this hard copy version. So we want to include a snapshot of what the parent's involvement will be. And it states here, parent agrees to participate by monitoring consumers' compliant behaviors and modeling effective communication skills.